Chapter 3 He rode into the town of Custer City late in the morning of the third day after leaving Hat Creek Station. Seeing a sign that declared a new two-story building at the end of the street to be the Custer House, he figured that was where he might find Mary, so he guided Toby in that direction. Inside, he told the clerk he was looking for Mrs. Mary Bishop.
Yes, the clerk responded. Mrs. Bishop is staying here, but she's not in her room at the present time. She said that you might be looking for her, and to tell you that she and the girls are down at the other end of the street, at the stable. I think she said she was looking to buy some horses.
Much obliged, Cam said.
Well, I see you made it,
Mary called to him when she saw him approaching, leading his horse. Standing beside the corral with a daughter on either side of her, she had been talking to the owner of the stable, who was inside the corral with the horses.
Mr. Bledsoe has been showing me some horses he has for sale. You got here just in time to give me your opinion.
A genuine look of disappointment captured Bledsoe's face as Mary continued.
See those two tied at the corner, the red one and the black one? He's offering what he says is a good price for them, and now we're looking for two more.
Is that a fact? Cam replied as he dropped Toby's reins to the ground. You think you need four horses?
Why, I suppose so, she answered. One for each of us and one pack horse.
Well, it's your money, but I figure you don't need but three. Grace and Emma can ride on one, you on the other, and the other in for a pack horse. The girls won't be much of a load for a horse.
Maybe you're right, she reconsidered. I guess I wasn't thinking.
Cam's right,
Emma interrupted.
I don't want to ride a horse by myself.
Then I guess you can...